All right, all eyes on Starbucks as baristas across the country are brewing up unions. Yahoo Finance's Danny Romero is here with us. Danny, what's the latest here?
Yeah, Brian, Starbucks baristas at an Arizona store will now have to wait on whether or not they will unionize. And that vote was postponed due to the fact that the National Labor Relations Board did not make a decision on Starbucks's request for review on who could be eligible for union representation. So the board, until the board makes that decision, those votes will not be tallied. But again, a day that would have been really frustrating for these Starbucks baristas in turn really unfazed them about the delay. During a press conference, they were fired up. They're confident that they will get this vote count despite Starbucks's pressure. They're calling this another union busting tactic. Take a listen.
We've dealt with a lot of union busting and really psychological torment that they've been trying to push on us. And we are still here today, and we still have a great community of our baristas, our partners. We have come together stronger because of this. And that's why we're able to stand here and know that we have winning ballots in there. So whenever we come back to this in a few days or a week, we know that we're going to be here for our celebration.
And you can hear it right there that they are not backing down. This store would have been the first Starbucks store in Arizona to unionize and the third in the country following the stores in Buffalo. According to the union attorney, Ian Hayes, they said that the request, Starbucks request, was filed on January 24th. So it's still unclear when the board will actually make that decision and when this vote count will really happen. There are 43 workers that are eligible, but according to the Starbucks baristas in Arizona, they say that Starbucks actually inflated that number by adding 16 to 18 workers to their store. Now, I reached out to Starbucks in clarification about what they're specifically asking for, and a spokesperson say that they believe in a district or market-wide vote is the most appropriate way to count the votes, not just one store. So they believe that every partner should have a voice, and that's something that they have been pushing since the beginning of their unionization effort. So, you know, like I said, another big vote count will come up next week in Buffalo. So we'll have to stay tuned on what happens there as well. Brian?
All right. Yahoo Finance's Danny Romero. Thanks so much.